So as we think about this cord of faith that I've been talking about, this cord of faith that starts at the very beginning of human history and stretches through this sanctuary with everything that goes on previous to us, the disciples, Moses, Abraham, Noah, David, Joshua, Jacob, right? Even more current, all the way through here, on up to the city of God, where it's anchored by Jesus. When we think of all those people that are cheering us on, that great cloud of witnesses, guess what? They are all just everyday, ordinary people. And you know what? God blessed them. Why? Because they put one foot in front of the other. Why? Because God said, go, and what did they do? They went. You remember what Matthew 28 says? I preached on it a few weeks ago. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Anybody remember? What did Jesus say as he was ascending into heaven? You remember? Even if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should know this scripture, right? It's the last thing that Matthew said, the Gospel of Matthew. Go, therefore, right? Go, therefore. Jesus, how many thousands of years after Abram was saying what? Go, therefore. You see, God's message hasn't changed, has it? What do you think we're to do today? Go, therefore. Yes, we are so connected with Abram. We are so connected with all these folks that we have lifted up and put on this pedestal. Right? We all know what David did. Should he deserve to be on a pedestal? What would happen if he lived in the 21st century and he did what he did? Huh? Yeah. But guess what? He did it. And he's still lifted up in Scripture as someone that we need to look to as an example. Abram gave his wife away to the Pharaoh. How terrible is that? And yet he's someone that the Hebrew faith and the Christian faith lift up as an example. Folks, God calls the everyday ordinary person to do amazing things because all we do is answer God's call to what? Go. And my question today, as I've totally gotten off script, God still does this today by commissioning every believer to be a vessel through whom God can bless the world. God has called you. And my question for you today is, what are you going to do about it? Oh, but Eric, I'm not good enough, man. Now, what's this last 10 minutes about? You know what? If Abram's good enough, you're good enough. If all the people in the Bible that we can read about and read their failures, there isn't one failure that happened in the Bible that isn't just as bad or worse than anything you've ever done in your life. God calls us to go. And God will give us what we need as we go along the journey. Amen. So I call you today, and I've been calling you the last several weeks, to step up to this cord of faith. Those that have gone on before us are depending on it. Step up to this cord of faith. Hang on for dear life as you walk your journey of faith, and hang on to other people. Let us extend this chain. They are depending on us, as we will depend on those that come after us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all the amazing and wonderful things that you do for us. You do so much for us, God, that we take so much for granted. And we ask that you strengthen us, Lord, that you give us all we need, that you convince us that you call us. It doesn't matter if we think we're bad. It doesn't matter if we don't think we're good enough. You call us, God, to go. Give us strength to take that first step and that second step and that third step. and continue on the journey of faith, God, that you have set for us. In Jesus' name, amen.